Prince Harry gave evidence for a second day against Mirror Group newspapers over what he alleges was phone hacking on an industrial scale. As he finished at the High Court, he seemed choked up and said it had been a lot. MGN denies it used illegal methods to gather stories on the Prince. Joining us now from London to give a wrap-up of day two, our correspondent John Beaver. John, a pretty strong Prince Harry, it sounded like, today in court, pretty determined to push back against cross-examination.
Yeah, absolutely. I think this was a man on the stand who is very focused in his belief that the press have been highly intrusive his entire life. And he stuck consistently to his story that he didn't believe that the information that was published about him, a lot of it when he was a young man at school and then at later life and when he was with his girlfriend of the time, Chelsea Davy, a lot of that was Harry saying there is no way you could have found out that information without phone hacking or without illegal means. He simply does not believe that there were enough palace sources, that there were enough tip-offs from people working in restaurants or working at his former school who were able to sell this information to the papers. Harry very much sticking to his story for 5 hours on Tuesday, 2.5 hours on Wednesday in the witness box, standing up to this cross-examination, sticking to his story that he believes that this publishing group had used illegal means to get their information to publish all of these stories.
Mm. No actual concrete evidence, technological evidence or otherwise, though, to show that there was phone hacking, right? He's built a case with all these different stories, but there was no sort of smoking gun produced.
No, absolutely right. And that is the phrase that a lot of the commentators here have been using, that there is no smoking gun. There is no one definitive piece of evidence. There is no one definitive witness to come forward from the newspapers. Of course, Prince Harry's legal team have very much said, well, actually, a lot of the journalists involved are not being made available for them to talk to in this trial. So they're saying, well, that surely just shows an admission of guilt. Of course, the publishers have denied any wrongdoing, but also Prince Harry's legal team have said, look, this publishing group have previously admitted to some phone hacking and using private investigators. So they are saying, well, look, they've done it before. Surely you must believe that they've done it at least one more time, possibly dozens more times, like they allege, as they were looking at all of these stories from over the years, that Prince Harry says simply these stories were not possible. The information they had was not possible without people hacking his phone and the phones of people such as his girlfriend at the time.
John, thanks for the update. John Beaver there from the UK with the latest on that Prince Harry's evidence against the Mirror Group newspapers.